I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to have you with us today. The news is coming in pretty fast on Donald Trump's announcements for his cabinet positions. And for the next few minutes, we want to take a look at a couple of key posts. The EPA, whose leader will now determine whether the U.S. plays nice on climate change with the rest of the world or not. And the Homeland Security head, who could ultimately redefine if you see something, say something. We'll also check in on what the new ambassador to China will be dealing with, especially when it comes to Taiwan. We start with the EPA, though. Trump has picked Scott Pruitt for that job. The Oklahoma Attorney General says the jury is still out on the link between pollution and climate change, and he's fought hard against new federal regulations to cut climate pollution. The World's Environment editor Peter Thompson joins me now. This is not a big surprise, Peter. I know Pruitt's name had been floated. Still, what is your quick take on his appointment?
Well, so much for Al Gore. You remember his meeting on Monday with Donald Trump, a surprise meeting in New York. Mm. They talked, of course, about climate change. Gore came out of the meeting calling it a sincere search for areas of common ground. I can't imagine they found much more common ground than that climate change is a phrase. Scott Pruitt really couldn't be further from Al Gore or from the scientific consensus on climate change than anybody Trump could have picked. Trump, of course, also told the New York Times editorial board a couple of weeks ago that he had an open mind on climate change. But this pick clearly indicates a return to his pre-election form on the issue, in which he's repeatedly called climate change a hoax, the EPA's efforts to rein in carbon emissions, an attack on American business and jobs.
So we know that Scott Pruitt is Oklahoma's attorney general. His training is in political science and law. He's got no formal background in environmental science, policy, or law. Why is he qualified to run the EPA?
Well, I mean, Trump himself made his own lack of expertise on a whole range of policy questions something of a virtue in his campaign. So it's really kind of in line with his anti-Washington, anti-government rhetoric. The transition team is touting Pruitt's background in environmental regulation, but it's actually really much more about his opposition to regulation. So in a sense, Pruitt's well qualified for the job that Donald Trump wants him to do. He's talked about dismantling the EPA. He and Pruitt believe that the agency is guilty of massive overreach on a whole lot of fronts. Pruitt is clearly in line with him on those things.
So what is Pruitt's track record on fighting regulation, for example?
Well, to begin with, he's very close to fossil fuel interests, which, of course, are really big in Oklahoma. But he also, most famously, was one of the first state officials out of the block to challenge the EPA's big move on climate change, on the Clean Power Plan, to clean up power plants. That effort succeeded in getting the Clean Power Plan held up in court. You can be pretty sure that under Pruitt and Trump, that's dead.
So bottom line, Peter, what would a wholesale reversal of the EPA's efforts on climate change mean to the global effort to address the crisis?
Well, that, of course, is the really big question. I mean, the signs of really rapid and increasingly dangerous climate change are coming from all around us. Government representatives and activists met in Marrakesh a couple of weeks ago, right in the middle of the election. They promised to soldier on in their efforts to fight climate change, to work together, to put pressure on the United States. There's a lot of focus now on what individual cities and states in the U.S. can do to become sort of centers of innovation on climate and energy. But the fact remains that the U.S. is still the second largest climate polluter in the world. So it'll be very hard to keep global emissions below that level that scientists think we need to do to avoid really the worst effects of climate change.
So is Scott Pruitt a done deal as our next EPA chief?
It's likely, but it's not a cinch. Republicans will have a majority of 2 to 4 seats at the runoff coming up this weekend in Louisiana. The Republicans will probably peel off at least one Democrat who would vote to approve Pruitt. That's Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who is very conservative on issues of climate and energy. But there are a few prominent Republicans in the Senate who believe climate change is real. We need to do something about it. Susan Collins of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, John McCain of Arizona. That's 3. Whether they're willing to buck their party on this, I don't know. There might be a few others who could peel off. This is a very stark choice on a very important issue. Certainly the Democrats and the Greens will make a very, very big push to stop this nomination.
The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson there.